Morning, Carroll County. This is Commissioner Ed Rothstein from District 5. I hope you all had a great week. What I'd like to do is share with you a couple of thoughts that are on my mind right now, and then introduce a very special guest that we have with us this morning. First and foremost, the horrific activities that happened in both El Paso and Dayton cannot be minimized, and we should never minimize the horrors that those families have gone through and memorialize those that have passed on. And thinking about that, when they did, it should not be gone in vain. So my thoughts and prayers are with both El Paso and Dayton communities and the families and friends of those that have seen their loved ones pass on. The second is the importance of our men and women in blue and red, and that was highlighted over the past week, this past Tuesday, with National Night Out across Carroll County. I think we had 8 or 9 National Night Out activities. I spent most of my time down in the Sykesville area with the National Night Out. Probably had 500 plus to 700 folks out there. It was fantastic. Very proud of both our fire departments, EMS, and our police that were there sharing their thoughts and ideas with the community, because it really shows a testament to community partnership. And with that, I believe it's a great segue to introduce my special guest I have this morning, and that is our own Sheriff Jim DeWeese. And what I asked the sheriff to share with us are just some of his upfront thoughts over the next few minutes about what's happening here in Carroll County, the importance of the community being strong participants, and then also where his resources are working in the county and how they can be applied better by, again, the partnership that he has with us here in government, but more importantly, with you, the community. So with that, good morning, Sheriff. And
good morning, Commissioner. How are you?
Open it up to you, say a few words.
Sure. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. And, you know, National Night Out was a good example of community partnership and the ability for the community itself to work with police, fire, EMS, and all their public service workers. I, too, will echo the sentiment of sorrow for El Paso and Dayton. I've been to both cities, and they're wonderful, wonderful communities, and they've suffered a tremendous tragedy there. And unfortunately, when those incidents take place throughout the country, it's an opportunity for an awful opportunity for us, but it's an opportunity for us to learn and see what took place there, to try and put measures in place to try and stop that from happening here. And those are the things that I think about regularly, and community partnerships, the ability for the community to communicate with law enforcement when they see something so that they feel comfortable with calling us and knowing that there's going to be action taken is extremely important. And hopefully, if there's something like those folks in our community, that people reach out. And we have had that several times where people have reached out when they've seen something and we've gone and investigated it, mitigated it, and found that it not be credible. So
I have a lot of confidence in you. I guess I may have some of that inside baseball from the years in training that I've had in uniform, and understand to a good extent the work that you do. What I'd like to get your thoughts on is, how can we continue to build the confidence in our community with the work that you do, with your deputies, with your team, along with the partnership with the other municipality teams?
You know, that's interesting you say that, and I think being a former colonel in the military, you would agree with this, is that the military, law enforcement, EMS, first responders, for a long time, we didn't really brag about things that we're doing on a regular basis when it comes to training, education, and preparedness for the people that we are sworn to protect, the country, the state, the county. And so putting that information out strategically, making sure people are comfortable with the fact that we are constantly training, constantly preparing not only ourselves, but we're out and about working with our citizens on making sure that they're trained, our businesses, our churches, our schools, any area that we think there could be a soft target or a threat, you know, we're willing to come out and work with those groups to make sure that they're being proactive should something take place. And so, you know, making sure that we keep a constant presence of how we're doing business, not too much where we give away too many secrets, but making sure that we're prepared and that the citizens know that we're prepared and that we're making them prepared also. Should something happen, we don't want to be reactive to things. We want to be proactive about it. And being proactive means that we have good quality communication between us and our citizenry, the people that we were sworn to protect. And they feel comfortable, again, that when they do call us, there's going to be action that's taken, not violating anyone's civil rights, but making sure that we look into a particular complaint and make sure that threat doesn't exist. And so that's what we've got to do regularly.
And I think you're hitting a good word for me in being proactive, and that's that communications, having that open communications and the, again, confidence in community that you are going to be receptive, that you are going to be not just hearing the words, but actually listening to what they have to say and more importantly, and many times, learning what they have to say because you can't be everywhere.
Yeah.
So that whole see something, say something, to ensure that you're in the right place at the right time, and that partnership between the community, the businesses, us here in Westminster, and everybody around will ensure that you're putting your resources where they can be.
You know, this is a unique county. I was a state trooper before being the sheriff and police just about every county. And this is the most unique county in that you could walk up to the sheriff's office, knock on the front door and ask to speak to the sheriff. And likely you will get the sheriff. You can call my office and ask to speak with me. I'm out and about all the time. My deputies are very visible. They're very approachable. If you ask a question, you're going to get an answer. And I think that besides the commissioners, because I'm with you guys an awful lot, our emergency services folks, there's a lot of collaboration that goes on amongst us, but we're pretty open with the people that are out and about in the city. Citizens on what we're doing and how we're trying to attack and collaborate on some of these issues, whether it's an opioid issue, whether it's the threat of an active assailant, whether it's school security, whether it's just retail theft, which has been an issue and continues to be an issue. And how do we attack those issues to better the quality of life for the folks here?
Yeah, and I appreciate that. I mean, this kumbaya of us, all of us having the ability to talk and have that partnership is all great. But now I'll get into a couple of specifics that I've been hearing from a lot of the folks, my neighbors and community, within the community, have to deal specifically down in Eldersburg, but across the county, has to deal with traffic, has to deal with speeding on side roads, having folks cutting corners off of 26 and 32 and going 40, 50, 60 in a 25 zone, you know, not stopping at stop signs. And then also down 26, as you know, the Eldersburg Commons, the Walmart, the Ulta, and all those retails. There's a lot of activity, and I know you partner with the businesses. I know you're in there talking with them. But again, how do we build confidence for folks on those speeding issues and on some of that theft that we see in the retail?
Yeah, I mean, so the mere fact that we're on the radio giving information out and talking to the community and mass communicating this way gives them confidence that you and I are together. And you and I speak regularly, as I do with the other four commissioners, on issues that go on in their districts. And a lot of them are the same: traffic, retail theft, you know, those sort of issues. You know, we try and attack the issue from a holistic approach. There's certainly got to be cooperation between you and I. But when it comes to the Walmarts, the Altas, the Safeways, the big box stores around the county, there's got to be an awful lot of cooperation from them as well. And I think that we get that. You know, it's hard to combat the retail theft when you put those sort of institutions up in areas. But we have different tactics, different techniques to root out some of the folks that decide that they want to use and supply either a drug habit or their own lifestyle by stealing things. And so I personally will go to some of the retail stores and urge them to put in measures to secure their property so that the folks that believe that it's an open-air flea market don't show up and steal property. And so communication between me and the retail stores and the business community and the folks that are shopping at those community stores are extremely, extremely important. You know, the traffic issues. I grew up in Eldersburg, so I'm very familiar with that area. I know that a lot of people are traveling south on 32, going down to Howard County in D.C. and going east on 26 over to Baltimore, and it's a big cut through, and there's a lot of neighborhoods back through there that I get regular complaints for people that are speeding, from speeders to stop signs, and people that are parking the wrong way on side streets in the opposite direction. And when you call, you know that if you call and you want to contact back, my deputies will contact you. They'll come out to the house. They'll work with you to actually see some of the things that you're seeing. We have speed signs that we put up that capture data so that we know in certain areas at certain times of the day that people are speeding and going through those areas at a higher rate so that we can combat the issue. But we try and do all these things so that we create somewhat of a presence, but we're not overbearing with how we're doing business. So I think we do a really good job with a lot of communication. I can tell you, if you have a community organization, you want me there to speak about those things, I can gather statistics and look at the issues in your area. There are very few communities in this area that I don't know, that I haven't met with, or the community problems that I haven't worked with either my office or the allied agencies around here to combat. Overall, the quality of life here is extremely high, but that is because the people in this county get involved at every level, whether it's a violent crime, which is very, very unusual, down to quality of life crimes. Everybody seems to get involved here, and that's why we're so successful.
I appreciate your time. You know, 10 minutes does fly by quick when we have a lot to share, and you shared a lot with us, and I appreciate it this morning. Again, a testament to the community, a testament to the work that you and your team does. As I share that listen, learn, lead approach, you're listening to folks, you're learning from them, and you have the want and desire and commitment to lead together with us. So I appreciate all the work you do. Once again, this is Commissioner Ed Rothstein. I hope everyone has a wonderful Sunday morning. And as always, life is good. Thanks.